and to the ends of the earth.
Victory 91.5, good morning. This would be an awesome time to just take a moment before Ray gets back into teaching about Rosh Hashanah here on the Jewish New Year to lift up Puerto Rico and Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
This would be a great time to pray. Would you just pray for the people of Mexico City and Puerto Rico?
Most definitely. Father, I just thank you that you are a God who just cares beyond words. We talk about that reckless love and a love that there's not even a word to describe the depths of your love, that you are near to the brokenhearted. You're near right in the midst of the shaking and the quaking and and the ones that are trapped and crying out to you and calling out to you again. I thank you that men may not be able to hear them, but you can, and you will answer the prayers. God, I ask you for just your mercy and your compassion just to come flowing in.
Mm-hmm.
Father, faster than any human being could impact it, Lord, we ask that you would, God, that you would move heaven and earth. That, Father, you would save lives in the physical, that you'd save souls, that, Lord, you would redeem and you would restore for whatever the devil is meaning for evil and good for, the tearing down and falling, that, Lord, that you would bring resurrection power, that you'd bring life to people, to businesses, to homes, to visions and to dreams, that, Lord, that you would comfort the ones who are grieving, the ones who've lost. There's hundreds that will be grieved over. So, Lord, would you just pour out your spirit and give us opportunities for compassion. And, Lord, show us what our part is in it. And then, Lord, give us the grace and the courage to do what's needed.
That's right.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we're praying for people, obviously, in the Caribbean. I think the next pathway is the Dominican Republic. And I know many of our listeners have compassion kids from the Dominican Republic. Mm-hmm. There have been many mission trips, even through RLN Global.
Definitely. Down it really to the DR. It changes you. You know, like I've been to the Zona Maya area. I've been in the jungles and I've been to Haiti, obviously. And Corey's been to the DR. And, you know, when you come into those kind of communities and you think of an earthquake, you're going, oh, my goodness. You know, it's not like America. It's nothing like America.
Right.
Mm. Changes everything.
Okay. Thank you for praying. Ray is in teaching on Rosh Hashanah. It is beginning tonight at sundown, the year 5778.
So we're looking at the number 8, essentially. And like we were joking, you could almost call this break huge because, you know, it's unusual how things become very significant. Once you start to study Hebrew and study the language and the numbers, a lot of things become very obvious. Like 10 years ago was, of course, the last 8. And now we're getting ready for 2018. Mm-hmm. It's 2008. And it was very obvious because of Obama's message of hope and change as he's running for president. It made it pretty obvious who was going to win. The concepts he was speaking were very in line, obviously, with the numbers there, and he would go on to be elected.
Mm-hmm.
As 5778 arrives, President Trump is already doing what he's changing. He's changing everything back. So he's sweeping it the other direction.
Right.
In fact, the presidency in America is pretty much built to be an agent of change because elections occur every 4 years. If we like what we see, we vote them in again, and that's 8 years, and guess what happens? Everyone who's ever been in their 8 years has brought significant change, good or bad. The Hebrew number for 8 is het. It looks like C-H-E-T, but it's a het rather than chet. But if you get chet in your mind, go with that. So the letter or pictograph, are you ready for this, is a fence or a wall.
Whoa. Mm.
And that's what I thought when I saw it coming up this year. I thought, you know, in the same way our former president had his message in his time, this president, he's right on target, exactly what's coming forth, and that is a wall.
Mm.
So the picture now. Now, don't get carried away. I know people like or don't like him, but I want you to think about the significance in this because it's more than just a wall. Because, again, it's pictures, numbers, letters, and all this, right? So the number 8 is made up of the picture, that is made up of the number, the picture from number 6 and number 7. And it's connected at the top. It almost looks like the letter pi, not the food, but the number.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take the number 6 and 7... All right. 6 is Vav. It speaks a lot about people.
Mm-hmm.
7, Zayin, speaks a lot about time. So you could say, and it will be interesting for you in your walk in ministry now, that Het speaks to community, spending time with people. Specifically, since it's a fence or a wall, boundaries are really significant. In order to function well in ministry or do these things, you have to set right boundaries or you die. So boundaries enable safety, right? Mm-hmm. The right people to be in community together. You don't have a women's group and this group and that group. You put them off so they can each have conversations, and it's just structured and organization within churches, right?
Wow.
So for 5778, Trump definitely has the right message for his time. But what's interesting here, for Christians especially, another word that contains the het sound is the word chen, which is grace. All right? So C-H-E-N. It's the C-H is the 8. Since het is the line that joins 6 and 7 up here, so what makes 8 is 6 and 7 are connected by grace. Mm. All right? That is what helps form, if you will, a yoke where they can walk together. All right? So grace works like a yoke that helps us minister to people. So depending on your perspective, it's a good year to be a Christian who loves ministering to people. Or it's a tough year because people will be facing issues that require ministry. So it can go either way. Mm. But it's very significant this year, especially for David, as you step into where you're going. It's amazing the significance of the year that we're getting ready to walk into. So you could already say God has prepared you very well, and he's released you right before it happens because he's done all that preparation to get you ready to do this. So I thought it was an unusual thing that was how he did that, especially with you. So we're talking about wall. We're talking about President Trump. So I want you to think the concept of immigration, all right? So think of this grace, the 6 and the 7 and the wall. So we love people, but we have to have boundaries. So grace is going to play a big part in success or failure of this next year. How the church handles it, how the president, how our nation handles it. All of it should be done in the right way. And that's why it fell into this year. You know, they've tried to do this for years and years, for probably 20 years. But it took this year because this is the time. This is the season when all of those things combine and it can be done well. So you've obviously heard the expression L'chaim to life starts with the het. The word chai, C-H-A-I, is short for life and resembles a lamb because the lamb gives life. That's what the Jews would see that. Jesus is resurrected on the first day of the week. All right? So that means a whole week had gone by, 7 days. So he was resurrected on the 8th day. Mm. All right? So hold on to that. It's a new beginning, a new era. Resurrection. That's one of the words for that. We're born again when we're resurrected from the dead into eternal life. 8 is considered to be about the miraculous. So if 7, I'll think the Sabbath day, is a perfect number and ends a normal, natural week, 8 symbolizes what is beyond nature or supernatural and its limitations. So 8 is all about faith. The miracle of Hanukkah, for instance, 8 days long, oil met the need miraculously. Another word for shemone is a fun word. Shemone means to make fat. So I like that word. It means new beginnings, but not just complete, but satiated. Mm. See, 7 means complete. 10 right. means complete. But 8, and especially shemone, means satiated. Becoming fat is having more than enough, full to overflowing, just like the Tasha Cobb saying, moving from the natural to supernatural. So it's not just like fat people. We're talking a fat in the spirit realm. Mm-hmm. In a sacrifice that is pleasing, fat has to be properly developed in the animal. It's the mark of its perfection. The priest that would be looking at the animal they're giving, they use the fat to determine if it's a good offering or not, because you don't bring a scrawny, inferior animal and try to pass it off as healthy, right? Its fat is in the right places, so it shows the significance of their sacrifice to the Lord. So people who would bring the fattened calf to have a feast and celebrate. So in the Greek, that word fattened means grain-fed, stalled, requiring time and energy. So it's not just some afterthought, we'll get this one here. It's a sacrifice of time and money and energy. And there's so many things that go with the 8th, like boys are circumcised on the 8th day. It's a covenant with God. It's supernatural.
Right.
The number 8 symbolizes circumcision of the heart through Christ, receiving the Holy Spirit. Again, supernatural. There's 8 watches of the night. Each one is 3 hours long. The purpose, power, urgency of prayer will begin to be revived this year.
Wow.
A lot of neat stuff. So that's the big ones for the number 8.
That's awesome.
Just a few things.
Just a few things.
Just a few things.
Coming up, more on Rosh Hashanah, more on this year of change, 5778. It's Risenstein. It's Victory 91.5. This portion of Risenstein brought to you by Eagle Ranch. Coming up, on October 3rd, their golf tournament at Chateau Elan. This is just one of the ways that you can become a part of what's going on at Eagle Ranch in Flowery Branch, where they are caring for and pouring into young people and families in crisis.
All Green Outdoor Centerman.